Hi, what's up, guys? What's up, world? How's everyone doing today? It's a funny thing here, man. I'm driving to my house, and I get the urge. The one time I get the urge to... I just recently got a journal, and because I'm gonna start writing, you know? I'm going to start journaling my thoughts and feelings and things like that. As I'm driving back to the house, I get the urge of actually journaling. And guess what? There's no pen anywhere to be found in my car or in my backpack. I have no pen at all. So I'm like, crap, what am I going to do? You know, you have the feeling, you have the urge to actually write some shit down. So what do? I pull out the Anchor app, you know what I mean? I haven't been on this for a while, but... you know, this is one way to, like, somehow get my thoughts out and so I can go back and reanalyze things, you know. But you know, it's 2:53 p.m. today. I got some stuff done. Got some payments done. And I've been, you know, just talking to my close, you know, counselor. And she suggested for me to journal, you know, and the reason why I'm starting to do this, because I seem to have this negative self-pattern, self-talk going on with me, and then, you know, I'm just kind of self-sabotaging myself on a daily basis, and feeling bad about things that I'm not accomplishing, and not feeling satisfied, and I said I'm going to do this, and I said I'm going to do that. And all these feelings and thoughts are going on with me and staying with me inside. So journaling is one way to let go of all these things, you know, and become aware of what you're thinking about, what you're feeling. That way you can reanalyze yourself, you know, and what you can change. There's something about thought to paper and I heard a speaker say that humans are like onions, and they say that clearness is sometimes a couple layers down, and you start to peel away the layers, you know, and I think it's true. I think it's spot on, dude. But yeah, it's a good day. I'm feeling good, and had some black coffee, you know what I mean? Just about to pull in to work, and a little update on how my business is going. You know, some people are in my business, and they're doing some work, but not nearly as close as I want it to be. And the question comes to mind now, is, am I doing enough for my business? Am I becoming enough? Am I becoming the person that I need to become to, you know, make my business better to right now? Like, what am I doing right now, you know? And the question is, I'm not doing a whole lot. Honestly, my mentors, Mark and Marty, brought out this good point, and they titled their live on Facebook called, "Are You Subconsciously Avoiding Things?" And man, how true is that? Like, I think I am. I'm subconsciously avoiding things, and you know, and avoiding challenge, and doing the easy things, and doing what's comfortable, and it's the brain trying to keep me there, you know. But I'm gonna break out today. I'm gonna do one thing to make my business better right now, and that one thing is to engage with 5 people on Facebook on their post. And I'm throwing that out there. I'm saying this now so I can go back and listen to myself. Yeah, what's one thing you can do to make your life, business, relationship better right now? Write that shit down on a freaking journal. Do something so you can go back and listen to it or read it. But anyways, that's it for right now. You guys have a good day, and get shit done is my method today. So I'll catch you guys later. I don't know to whoever hears this podcast, reach out to me. I don't know who's listening, who's I don't know how this podcast kind of works, but if you like my shit, share your shit with me, and we can inspire each other. All right, later.